Back here at the Slider House. Good to have you with us as always. Our Wednesday night tradition here in 590 The Fan KFNS with Hockey Sense followed by Sports Medicine. Brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training in the 6 o'clock hour and of course Gateway Buick GMC, who's a part of everything we do here on Wednesday nights live from the Slider House. Again, a great spot. Always great to be with Natasha Kwan from Frida's. Again, if you're looking for those Eclipse are they sunglasses or just glasses?
I guess Eclipse glasses. Yeah, but yeah, glasses. If you're looking at the sun, they would be sunglasses.
They're sunglasses.
But when you look at them, it's completely black.
They're not like 3D.
No.
Are they stronger frames than like your 3D glasses you get at the movies that are made out of like cardboard?
Okay, I have a secret. I live under a rock, Andy, and I haven't had a pair of 3D sunglasses on since the 1970s.
Okay.
And I just aged myself, so there we go.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, regardless, I'm looking forward to seeing these Eclipse sunglasses, and you need a pair. But like you'll still see the effects of the eclipse without the glasses, but when looking at the sun during this, what can we expect to see?
Well, if you're looking, so what's going to happen is the sun's going to look like the sun. Then you're going to see.
Will you see the moon like crawling?
Absolutely, and okay. It's going to get progressively darker.
Okay.
And then what's going to happen is it's going to get pitch black. The problem is as the moon crosses the sun, which is what an eclipse is basically. You're going to be looking at the sun because you want to watch all this action. Well, staring into the sun is where the problem is. Once the eclipse is on and it's dark, obviously, rock and roll. It's just like turning the lights out. It's fine. You can look all you want. But the problem is as this thing starts to unfold, people are going to look at the sun and try to follow the path of the moon, and that's when you're going to get into trouble, and that's when you have to have the glasses because the sun's going to still be bright until, you know, it's being crossed.
Can they get these from the restaurant on Tuesday or Monday at all, or no?
We're closed on Monday.
All
however,
day.
we have a 6 a.m. class
Saturday,
over at Pedal
Saturday
Pedal.
Saturday you're open.
Saturday we're open. Sunday we're not.
So if you have leftovers, we got to find a way to let people know.
I'll let people know
because I mean,
because you know, my studio's open. They're
going to collect a lot of dust for another 400 years. I mean, what are you going to do with these things, right?
Well, they're
pretty cool. I'll be buried with them. They'll be so important to me. It's the biggest day of my life.
They're not going to do us any good after Monday. What time? A little after 1 o'clock. Is that the deal?
Probably about 1:15. But, again, the action's going to start around 11:30, and then it's going to just get progressively, you know, darker, darker, darker. And then, like Natasha said, maybe a minute 18 if you're in Kirkwood or 2 minutes 30 if you're in Festus, depending on where you are. And it is that close. You know, it's not like you got to be in – Canada or Brazil. I mean, it's going to be, it's along the lines of whatever the meridian is, and then it's going to be over, and then it's going to get progressively lighter again.
Have you ever been to like Alaska or anything where it's dark all day or light all day depending on the time of year?
Norway.
No,
what was it like in Norway?
It was light. Look, you know, if you got up at 2 in the morning to go to the bathroom, it was light out. It was very distant. And they have these special curtains to block out the light because you can't sleep in the middle of the day, and it's always the middle of the day.
I was in Alaska where it was dark like all day long.
Oh, that's depressing.
Well, they have a lot of depression. Listen, next week we'll talk about
sun.
The negative health,
I know.
Health effects of being in the dark all the time. But, yeah, I mean, it can be very, very depressing.
Well, and those people, you know, there's a high suicide rate in places like Seattle, where it rains all the time. In Alaska where it's dark because, you know, it's odd.
Yeah. No, it is very odd. You're not supposed to live in the dark all the time.
No, or the light.
Or in the daylight all the time.
Right,
I agree. I like it when it gets dark. Hey, great stuff as always. We're out of time just like that.
Oh, man. Love being here.
Fill us in with Frida's in University City. Well, what can people expect outside of the Eclipse glasses? It is the best food in town. Matt Adams was in town recently. Everyone's talking about, oh, he still kept the weight off and whatever. How did he lose the weight?
Kale salad and the taco pizza, which was originally David Backus's personal pizza.
You don't call it the David Backus Pizza anymore?
No, since he moved over to the Bruins. But in the computer, it still says Backus. So if you order the pizza, your check is still going to say Backus Pizza.
Yeah, we got to get somebody else on the menu this year.
Yeah, I mean, Steen, you know, he has his taco with the steak
and
egg.
The Steen taco.
How was that?
Oh, my God, life-changing. Life-changing. Wow. Full of protein. It's amazing.
So if somebody calls up and they order the Steen taco, everyone who answers that, they'll know what that is.
If it's an older employee.
Okay.
I got a lot of new ones. So, yeah,
like,
it's just the taco with the steak and egg.
What about the 14-year-old hostess? Would she know?
You know, her brother also works for us. He's 16. He's a big hockey fan. He's our dishwasher. So he knows what all the hockey players
eat. Okay, well, you can say the Steen taco. And if they don't know, somebody else certainly will. What's the phone number?
314-727-6500.